This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, so we start talking about this in the office today because things are heating up. Now, what we're talking about is the collective bargaining agreement that is being debated right now, players versus owners, NFL. And it really appears to be One major sticking point. There are other things that are getting talked about, but I feel like if the owners backed off this, the deal would be done.
Mm-hmm.
The 17th game.
100%.
The 17th game, which seems like a strange hill to charge up for the owners. I get why they're doing it. Obviously, it's a money grab.
It's all money.
There are other ways to... This whole thing feels like a shell game, right? We'll add a 17th game, and we'll give you 2.5% more of the revenues, league revenues, than you are currently getting. They're just moving money from here to there and trying to appease the players while making more money for themselves, and that's what happens in business.
Well, they're offering up from the league standpoint, what they're offering the players is more. It's not just money. There's other benefits that come with it, and I guess some of the players are recognizing that all these benefits that they're getting are only coming about because of the 17th game, because the 17th game would pay for all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to the owners doing this because the players deserve it.
It's not out of the goodness of their heart.
No, it's not. It's done because they're going to get the 17th game. And the players recognize that. Some of the players recognize that. And they're like, this isn't, no. And some guys are more vocal about it than others. Like the Pouncey brothers are very vocal about it.
You think?
Aaron Rodgers has been very vocal about it, how this is not a good deal. And there are other players that, look, it's not the greatest deal in the world, but it's a good deal.
Devin Kennard, the Lions rep, is approving it. He publicly put out there he's voting yes. So it's
Kang, they're
debating.
It led you to say where I was like, what?
Listen, we don't know all the details. You read some of the stuff, Gator, that we do know, but we still generally don't know every single detail, whether it's the owner's side or the player's side, right? But it's kind of a blind faith, and I get that because, like I said, I don't know all the details. But I told you, Doug, this morning, if the players were to vote no, okay, with all the information that they have, and this affects them the most, right, and there would be no season instead of a 17-game season, I would be okay with that. Because I'm sick of the owners and the greediness, society, the Mark Cuban statement about the fat pigs get slaughtered, all that stuff. Rage Against the Machine, whatever you want to call it. And I love the NFL. I love football. You guys know this. I'm a slave to the sport. They tell me when and where, and I turn on the TV. You know what I mean? I don't like Thursday night games, but I watch every Thursday night. I'm part of the problem. I get that. So if they went away for a year or two to get this thing right, listen, I'm not going to like not having football, but I would be okay and I would move on for those, you know, that year or two, however long it took. I would move on with my life.
What you said exactly was I would rather not have football than a 17th game.
Yeah, I'm sick of these owners' greediness. I'm sick of it. It's not like they're trying to make up money for losses. They're making money hand over fist every year. They're trying to make more money. You know what I mean? When we talk about the roads out here, we don't have any money for the roads, right?
Yep.
You got to find a way to get money for the roads. It's not like they have all this money for the roads and refuse to use it on the roads, right? In the NFL, they have all this money. They could give the players more health benefits and better off-seasoning and CT scans for CTE and all that stuff, right? They don't want to. They just want to make more money. And the way they're doing it, give us 17th game and you can pay for the rest.
You give us more and we'll give you a little bit more.
It's not really a pay raise if you're working more. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's what they're asking for. And like I said, I don't know all the details. And listen, there are players that are for this. I get this. There's the lower end players that want their that need their money now. They have a short career, and I get that. And they're going to suffer, and they're going to miss out. But in the history, in time, all this happens. There's a group of people that are going to have to take it for the future, right? Doug, you want a future for your grandkids, right? To live on a green earth, right?
I always say, don't throw away that plastic bottle.
Well, guess what?
It's not my planet I'm trying to save. It's yours.
Exactly. Someone's got to suffer for that. And right now, if that's the players right now, I think that's what Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and certain guys are saying. Yeah, because they'll be fine. We get it. They're superstars. They make a ton of money.
Yeah.
But to sacrifice a little bit now for the future of the sport, I, as a fan, understand it, and I'm willing to have zero games over 17. The 17th game to me is ridiculous. You don't need 17 games because you know you guys know where we're headed. It's 18 games.
Sure.
It's not 17 games.
Yeah.
We're headed to 18 games. I think 16's perfect. It's enough. So if the players decide 17 or 18 is too much, I'm with them. I back them.
You would rather have
zero
football than have 17 games.
Prove a point.
248-539-9797.
I will say this. A lot of people have already expressed that they don't believe King. You and I know King better than most.
Yep.
This is just you and I talking. King's not listening.
King, all right. King's out of the conversation.
My man can be a little stubborn sometimes.
Absolutely.
So if he's saying this, I believe him.
Yeah.
He's true to his word.
Yeah.
He's a man of principle.
And this is
Evan's a man of word. King is a man of principle.
He oftentimes in these kinds of debates, I've noticed he will side generally with the players. And this is not the first time. It's the first time we've really had the NFL. The NFL hasn't had a work stoppage that cost them games since 1987.
Right.
But it's happened in the last decade in like the NHL. Major League Baseball famously canceled an entire season, essentially. Stopped playing in August and the World Series is September, October, November, all gone. They play in November occasionally. It happens in other sports. It hasn't really happened in your lifetime in the NFL. I think he's a little bit saying it, but I don't think he realizes quite the depth of what
he's saying. It's going to hurt if I wake up on Sunday morning in September, you know, and then realize there's no football. I'm not saying I want the NFL to go away. That's not what I'm saying. But if it's between 17 games and zero games right now to prove a point where, hey, you guys are greedy bastards, we need to leave it alone, I'll take zero games.
Like, you would support the players if they walked out.
Absolutely.
And I can understand that. And because I'm so disgusted with the owners in this situation because it's so obvious what they're doing. It's just painfully obvious what they're doing, and it bothers me. It bothers me to no end because of the product that they have. Like I would love to go back and find out what the discussions were back in the 70s when they decided to go from 14 games to 16 games. You know, and because I bet you they weren't talking about player safety back then.
Oh, of course not.
And, you know, that was a big jump to go from 14 to 16.
I wonder if the players even blinked.
Right. And we've all grown up with a 16-game schedule. Like, oh, that sounds good. Now they're talking about 17-game schedules. And over the last several years, there's been a lot of attention paid to player safety with concussions and CTE and all that. And they've changed the rules significantly over the last several years to try to make it better for the players. If they add a 17th game, doesn't it kind of undo all what they've done? Because it's another opportunity. All what the league has tried to do to try to make things safer and
yes.
all this. And then all of a sudden you add a 17th game, it kind of just stomps all it out.
All right, so the one thing, Gator, I think you said they're not really giving the players a raise. I think that's what you said. And I think they actually are. And then that was the one thing I took issue with is currently the salary cap set at $188 million. Which is 46%. Well, that's if you multiply that by 32, because there's 32 teams, it's $6.016 billion, okay? Which is 46% of the league's revenues, all right? If you play a 17th game, the league's revenues go up, which means the salary cap goes up, which means there's more money to pay the players.
Yeah, I'll stop right here. The initial report was that they were going to cap the money at $250,000, and I think they've since then kind of retracted that.
Yeah.
That would have been not a pay raise.
If the league revenues go up, then the player's salary cap goes up. Additionally, the one thing they are offering the players, and I don't think this is a hollow gesture, is 2.5% more of the salary cap. So the league revenues would go up because a 17th game would be added. Additionally, the players would be getting a higher percentage of those league revenues. Now, it might not be enough in their eyes. If I were a player and player safety was a concern for me, yeah, I wouldn't want a 17th game. And as a fan, I don't really want a 17th game. And as a fan of the league, I would rather have 17 games and no football, opposite of Kang, but I would also not, I don't need the 17th game, and I'm stunned that this could be an absolute deal breaker. I never bought that the owners really wanted a 17th game. I mean, I guess that's saying I don't buy that they needed, they really felt like they needed that much more money.
Do you think now that they want a 17th game?
I guess, because it looks like this is a hill they're willing to die on.
I mean, I'm amazed that they want the 17th game this badly.
Yep.
And I guess, and I think the reason that they're demanding is because they know the players want more out of this because they don't have the equitable split with the revenues.
Yeah.
It's not 50-50. And even after this deal, this proposed deal, it still wouldn't be 50-50.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Dave in Ferndale. What's up, Dave?
Well, join me on the Kang bandwagon. I mean, I love football, just like him. Every Sunday, Monday, Thursday, I'm there. But here's what doesn't make sense. This isn't the 1980 football where guys maybe didn't get hurt nearly as much. They're bigger, stronger, faster now than ever. Guys can't even play 16 games for the most part today. So now we want to water down the talent by spreading it out, a 17th game. There comes a point where you just have to put your foot down. And, you know, I mean, it's very much like the politics in the world today where the rich get richer and everyone else kind of gets, you know, whatever's left over. The whole concept is from a injury standpoint, it makes zero sense. And I really hope that there's enough players to hold the ground because I think they're going down the wrong path.
Well, look, it's. If we really believe that they want player safety, and they've brought concussions, I heard the number that they brought concussions down by 60% over the last couple of years with their rule changes and their new, you know, paying attention to these things and some
protocols.
Players being pulled off the field when there's something in question, being held out, the erring on the side of caution. I mean, that's not a hollow gesture. That's legitimate. And then you come back and ask for a 17th game?
Right. It's as if to say, well, because we've put these safety measures in there in a 16-game schedule and, you know, 20% of the league misses one game because of that, we're going to add another game on so we make up for the game that we lost. Mm-hmm. It's really what it feels like. I mean, it definitely feels like a money grab. I'm not sure that the NFL could ever win this battle in the public forum. I'd love to know for real what they feel about the 17th game. Is this, do they really want to do this, or is this, you know, simply what they're trying to put out there to combat the money that they're going to give the players with more revenue sharing and all the benefits? Is that the, I mean, it just seems like they're squelching it all. And it's going to get to the position where I think that the players are going to reject this. And then where do we go?
From an unnamed texter, right on, Kang. F the owners, pay the players. Next one, I agree with Kang. The 17th game is an insult to the players, too much damage to the bodies, and owners are greedy. From an unnamed texter, Kang, as much as I usually agree with your opinion, you couldn't be further off the mark here. You said it yourself. The NFL is a business. A business objective is to be profitable. A business that isn't profitable, well, it isn't a business that will be around long. Obviously, owners and executives need their objective to be revenue and maximizing profits. As for the players, they sign a contract, they agree to their pay, and agree to the risks of their job. Businesses do not need to be charitable, but we the people are happy to see when they are. Anyway, listen every day. Keep doing a great job, guys.
Well, the one thing is that the league is always going to be profitable. It's profitable. It's not, this isn't, when he says maximizing profits, that's different because they are trying to maximize what the profit line is. But the profits that the owners make, it's unbelievable. The TV deal pays for everything.
It's incredible.
It pays for everything. That's just a TV deal. They haven't sold a single ticket, a single foam finger, a single parking space, a single hot dog, or a beer a jersey or t-shirt. None of that stuff has been sold, and they've already broken even. Everything else is just pure gravy.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Ron in Detroit. You're next. Hi, Ron.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Yeah, so I was just telling your screener that, okay, if players are worried about their safety, then why don't they try to get games taken away from the season? I mean, what's one game? You know, having a 17-game season, that means more money for the owners, more money for the players, more money for everybody. It's just one game. And if they're so concerned about their safety, then okay, then you need to try to get games taken away from the season if you're that concerned about safety.
Well, the one thing they've done with the safety, but they have made the game safer with rule changes and all that, but I think that part has been alleviated. But if you add another game, it's another game where you're adding risk to guys getting hurt. So why add? I understand what you're saying by subtracting, but I think the league's done a pretty good job of, you know, stemming the flow of injuries, if you will.
Yeah, and one game. I mean, you know, they play a violent sport. They know what they signed up for.
So why make it? Why have another opportunity to make it more violent?
I mean, I guess the owners are greedy and they're trying to get more money, but the players get more money. I mean, that's one more game, so that's more money in your pocket. So that's just the way I see it.
I mean, they know what they're signing up for. They signed up for a 16-game regular season. So right now they're trying to avoid signing up for a 17-game regular season, or at least some of the players are. And you know what I mean? So, yeah, they know what they're signing up for, but they're trying to avoid to signing up for this new deal is what they're trying to do.
Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, and Aaron Rodgers, who have, this is from a ticket texter, and have all been outspoken against the deal. Russell Wilson, Richard Sherman, and Aaron Rodgers are at the end of their career. More games affect them more. The younger players that are making their name would suffer from a work stoppage. That's from Matthew in Marine City.
Interesting take.
Well, there is. It's also interesting who's speaking out, because the guys who are speaking out are the guys that are making the most money in the league. And those are the guys that could probably afford to say, hey, hold on, you know, we're not doing this. And they can, and look, you can believe they're being benevolent or not when they say, we're looking out for the next generation of football players, looking out for the future of the sport. This is a long-term thing we're looking for, not something that's a short gain. Don't be focused on the, you know, the shiny money that's over there. Understand we can get a better deal for us moving forward that benefits everybody and our safety.
From an unnamed texter, I agree with Kang. Plus, I feel like a 17-game schedule is a stepping stone to 18. It's ridiculous.
It is a stepping stone to 18.
MLB, NHL, and NBA are already too long with their games adding more. With their games, adding one more game really would put the NFL on that track. That's from Adrian.
Do you guys think, with that ticket text, do you guys think, let's say we get to 18 games one year, finally, right?
Yep.
Do you think we'll be doing shows, or some other people will be doing shows saying they need to shorten the NFL at some point? You know what I mean? Like, hey, we've gone too far. Like, you know, we get calls all the time. Baseball's too long. Basketball's too long. Hockey's too long. Will we get the call that says the NFL season is too long?
I think when more and more injuries happen to prominent players, yes, you will.
I think it will, but it won't be because people are like a little bored. I think it happens in the other sports because people get a little bored with the regular season for two reasons. One, they're long, and two, so many teams make the playoffs that there's this, let's get around to the playoffs already. You know? I don't know that will happen in the NFL.
You think it's more attrition that would cause this?
But they are headed that way. With a longer season and more teams making the playoffs, I mean, does seven playoff teams open the door that soon will be eight?
Absolutely.
Which means, again, something that bothers me, I don't think it makes sense to play an entire regular season to only eliminate 50% of the teams. Getting to the playoffs should be something that you don't make by a flip of a coin and, hey, we're half the teams make the playoffs. You should have to earn something. Seven of 16 teams in each conference is dangerously close to it being, hey, you're going to make the playoffs every other year anyway, unless you're the Lions. But we get it. I hope you get the point.
No, I do, because you're talking about you have to earn it, right?
You should have
to earn it. We're heading down the road.
Special.
It doesn't happen often. It happens very rarely, but it might happen more of a 7-9 team making the playoffs more often, an 8-8 team where 500 or below are making the playoffs, and they're not earning it, if you ask me. This past season with NFC East, a lot of people thought they shouldn't even have a team be in the playoffs, let alone hosting one.
I am the guy that's constantly clamoring for there to be not to expand the college football playoff. To make it be something that the elites get to that's special. And when you start letting 2 and 3 loss teams into that, I think you lose that. But, and the same applies here. I am not for the 17th game. I'm not quite as adamantly against it as our guy Kang is.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.